Hello and welcome to our third episode of Your Money Life Coach with me, Barbara Mandel, here on eRadio. This is your weekly Wednesday inspiration to act and manage your money better. In today's episode, we'll be looking at meaningful goal setting. With 2021 just around the corner, it's probably a good time to start thinking about what your plan is for the new year. Some of us had great plans for 2020 and others just went with the flow. Research has shown that people who put in effort in goal setting are more likely to achieve them. While some of us are still in celebration mode, this recording will be available on the eRadio podcast after the broadcast and available for you 24/7. So why do we have New Year's resolutions? It's an age-old tradition that with the new, you want to improve and change your life. This is usually done when people are still on holiday and everyone is positive. And if you ask most people by March what their New Year's resolutions were, they often can't remember what it was, or they have fallen off the cart soon after setting the goals. So why should you even bother to set goals? Without goals, you are less likely to change your behavior. Goals that have been thought through are more likely to be achieved. How do you go about setting your goals? Before you begin setting your goals for 2021, you first need to take stock of where you are. Are you happy with where you are in your life? If you think 5 years ago, did you think you would be where you are now? Are you better off? Or is your situation worse than you thought it would be? With 2020 being an unprecedented year, is it wise to think about our current situation? Well, in simple terms, yes. We cannot undo 2020, neither can you pretend it did not happen. Instead, you should be looking at the possible lessons you could have learned from 2020. Back to your current situation. What about your current situation do you feel good about? What have you recently achieved that can be celebrated? What do you feel can be better? And what do you really want to change? Why is it important to write down your goals? By making this a written process, it helps your brain to think and make a connection to your goals. It helps you to visualize what that goal means to you and help you to connect to that goal from within. Now that we have set your frame of mind and we have you prepared for setting your goals, let's get right into it. Write down the things that you want to change in 2021. Be as specific as you can. For example, I want to save as much money as I can by the end of November so I can have a better holiday in December. The next step is to write down what achieving that goal will mean to you. Why is it really so important for you to do this in 2021? Now that we know what you want to achieve and why this is important to you, let's make it a goal that you will achieve. If you have a specific goal in step one, you have set the mark. If you have not, like in my example, I just said I want to save as much money as I can, you need to find a way to make this a quantifiable number. In other words, add a rand value to it. Here you might need to do some homework if you are not sure of how much you need, but it's especially important to have a rand value. Think about it this way. If you just say you want to save as much money as possible, it could mean that at the end of the year you have only 500 rand saved up, and it's not really going to help you achieve what you wanted to, which was to take your family on holiday. Having a specific number will also help you to have a tool, measure and track your progress as you go along. Measuring your goals as you go along is vital. It will help you change your behaviors as you progress. If one really thinks about it, setting goals is simply changing your behavior to achieve a different outcome, an outcome that is more desired by you. If you have a time frame in step one, great. If not, add a realistic timeline to your goal. It's important that your time frame is realistic. Your time frame will help you break your goals into smaller goals that will in turn help you to measure and track your progress. It will also help you to adjust your goal when required so that, even though you might have missed the initial deadline, you will still be able, with a realistic extension, achieve your goal. Your time frame also helps you to know what tools to use to help you achieve your goal. For example, if you have a one-year goal, you are not going to make use of a share portfolio to reach your goal. You would rather make use of an interest-generating account. If you have a longer-term goal, you can, with the help of a professional advisor, enable your initial behavior change to help you over the long term by investing your funds adequately and make your money work for you. Remember, when you take that time to set your goals, make sure that you've taken stock of where you are, how you got there, what's important to you. Ensure that you are aware of your biggest pain points and what you have to plan to change them. Make sure you have a detailed goal that is specific, that you can measure over time, and that you can have a set time frame to achieve them. That's it for me today. I'll be back in 2021 every Wednesday at 3:20 here on eRadio. I'll be discussing more tips to help you better manage your money. Feel free to follow me on Facebook, Your Money Life Coach, for more tips on how to manage your money better, or you can visit our website on www.yourmoneylifecoach.co.za. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to 2021.